Lifetime customers. In decades past, there was a marketing paradigm in which companies focused primarily on generating revenue through sales of their products and services without much attention to who exactly was buying them. That approach no longer works due to the increased number of offerings of a global economy and the growth of online shopping available to customers on a 24/7 basis. With this proliferation of options for customers, savvy organizations are channeling their efforts to understand the specific needs and wants of each customer to provide custom solutions and to make the buying process convenient, easy to complete, and cost-effective. If those criteria can be met, each potential purchaser has a better chance of being converted into a lifetime customer who feels a sense of loyalty to the organization. What makes a good lifetime customer? Not all customers are of equal value to an organization. A small percentage of a firm's customers actually provide the majority of its profits. Surprisingly, somewhere between 70 to 80% of customers provide little or no profit, and as much as 40% cost the organization more to acquire and service than the revenues the company receives. With those statistics in mind, how will you decide which customers you want to invest more time and money on to convert them into lifetime customers? It starts with an objective analysis of the firm's customers. Each customer needs to be evaluated in terms of the type of relationship it has with your organization as well as the required level of service. Top, customers at the top end of the spectrum place orders with regularity or in large enough size to make servicing them profitable. These customers are easy to deal with, are able to communicate desired product features, pay on time at the predetermined price, and are satisfied with the level of service provided. They are the ones to keep for the long term. These highly valued customers often become brand ambassadors, spreading the good word about your firm's offerings. Middle. In the middle of the spectrum are customers who place large enough orders, often enough to make them still marginally profitable. They are sometimes uncertain or fickle about their desires, maybe less predictable in terms of payment schedules and pricing, and or could be erratic in how much effort they require for servicing their account, increasing costs, and further reducing profit. Bottom. At the undesirable bottom end of the spectrum are customers who do not place orders very often or order in minimum quantities and so are difficult to make profitable. These customers can be very unpredictable in their behavior, may not pay on time or at all, try to negotiate lower prices, may make returns or warranty claims frequently, and or tend to never be satisfied despite repeated efforts. While existing customers may be fairly straightforward to assess regarding such criteria, additional effort and research will be needed to forecast whether a prospective customer will be profitable. The goal of most companies today is to convert top customers and the still-prized middle-level customers who contribute to profitability into lifetime customers. In order to make conversion as efficient as possible, an organization must commit to building strong relationships that will last whenever this seems feasible, rather than chasing after the dynamic needs of fleeting, unprofitable customers. As illustrated in Exhibit 3-1, the costs of acquiring new customers tend to be front-loaded in the relationship. As the relationship develops, the expenses of marketing and sales, in the left-hand graphic, the darkened bars illustrating the expenses below the zero revenue line, decline. Exhibit 3-1, development of lifetime value. Finding ways to keep customers happy and buying on a regular basis is therefore an efficient investment. There are numerous other benefits of developing lifetime customers, as illustrated in Exhibit 3-2. Exhibit 3-2, benefits of lifetime customers. Efforts expended to identify, get, and maintain lifetime customers reap many positive, tangible outcomes and monetary rewards and savings. It is important to measure the value of those relationships. A useful metric for CRM success is the number of customers who have been moved up at least one profitability tier. Another measure is lifetime customer value, LCV, which is a metric for defining customer profitability. LCV is the prediction of the net present value of the future profits attributed to the entire future relationship with a customer. Net present value discounts future earnings to the lower value they would be worth if received today so they can be comparable to the investment made today to win or keep the customer. LCV focuses on the long-term health of its customer relationship rather than quarterly profits. It also involves the closer examination of the rate and cost of customer acquisition, customer margin increases, and measures of customer retention. Another option for measuring customer value is the operating profit contribution. Note that the SCORE-DS metric for operating profit is earnings before interest and taxes, EBIT, as a percent of revenue, and cost is measured as total supply chain management cost, TSCMC. Some organizations might instead use EBITDA for operating profit, a measure that also deducts amortization, writing off the cost of intangible assets over several years. A matrix can be created that has the segment's operating profit on one axis and its cost on the other. In the low-profit, low-cost quadrant, these segments are candidates to build the relationship to the high-profit, low-cost quadrant. High-profit, low-cost customers are profitable, perhaps lifetime customers, and these customers need to be protected. Low-profit, high-cost customers are unprofitable customers who may represent operating losses. Options include influencing them to behave more profitably, for example, different ordering quantities and timing, upcharging to what they actually cost. This is not very popular as it risks loss of even marginal income from them, or shifting them to a different, more profitable supply chain, for example, make them use an intermediary such as a wholesaler. High profit, high cost customer segments are valuable customers, but the organization needs to continuously improve that supply chain or use supply chain transformation to re-engineer it so it can be less costly and even more profitable. What do the top-notch customers expect from logistics as it delivers their product and services? Their expectations generally revolve around several aspects of the buying experience. Communications. How easy is it for them to place an order and correspond with the organization on concerns or questions about a transaction? Time. Is the order filled according to the promised date and within the expected delivery timeline? Dependability. Is a guaranteed delivery time offered, and does the order arrive complete and undamaged within the window that is deemed acceptable? Flexibility. Are the customer's changing needs recognized and responded to in a timely manner? By being responsive to the many aspects of customer service, logistics can be instrumental in developing lifetime customers. With the enormous rewards of gaining lifetime customers, it's not surprising to learn that in 2023, almost $80 billion U.S. dollars was spent on CRM software, per December 2023 data from Statistica.com worldwide. Logistics professionals must have the skills to implement and coordinate the CRM process and software applications within their organizations.